from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. We have so much to get into. We will get back into the Royals in just a bit. Let's talk about the Colorado Buffaloes for just a bit. Now, I watched a great deal of the game yesterday. I had my time split between Colorado, Missouri, and the Royals yesterday. This is what I noticed when I watched Colorado last night. They're the exact same team as last year. Now, they have a lot of new pieces and new parts. They had 52 players transfer out. They had 41 players transfer in. So there are a lot of new pieces, a lot of new faces, a lot of new names. They are the exact same team that they were a season ago. This is who Colorado is. They might have the best quarterback in college football on their team. He looked like a superstar quarterback yesterday. He looked like a franchise quarterback that if you are a Titans fan, a Raiders fan, the Giants, if you're one of those franchises, you should be paying attention and watching Colorado this year because of who they have at quarterback. Travis Hunter is one of the most intriguing NFL prospects that we have ever seen. Yesterday, Colorado played 116 total snaps. He was in on 114 of them. He had 7 catches for over 150 yards and 3 touchdowns and also had 3 tackles yesterday at corner. He is incredible as a player. Their front end, their superstar players are legit superstar box office top players. Man, the rest of that team's not good. You want to know how I know they're not good? The end of the game. So South Dakota State scores a touchdown. They missed a 2-point conversion. It is a 5-point game with less than 3 minutes to go. South Dakota State has all 3 timeouts and a 2-minute warning now. Yes, they have added a 2-minute warning in college football. Rob, I hate the fact that when you're watching college football, they are trying to explain the concept of a 2-minute warning to you. We know what it is. We've seen it before. We've watched the NFL. So you still have the 2-minute warning. North Dakota State decides to not onside kick it. They're going to kick it regular. All right, it is first down, 2 minutes and 13 seconds left. Everybody that trusts their offensive line and or can run the football, they run on first down. They run a screen play to Travis Hunter. It gets stopped. All right, 2-minute warning time. It's now 2 minutes left. Second down, this is where you run the football. They ran another screen play. It gets stopped. It's third down now. It is 3rd and 8. You are now in a weird predicament. You can throw the ball and risk an incompletion and stop the clock again and now give the ball back to South Dakota State with 2
timeouts. By the way, it's North Dakota State. Just a heads up. North Dakota State.
My bad, North Dakota State. South Dakota State is playing Oklahoma State. My apologies. You can give the ball back to North Dakota State with 1:50 left in the game. They then got bailed out by a haymaker prayer yesterday to get an automatic first down, pass interference, and Colorado goes on to win the game. Colorado is going to play far better teams than they played yesterday. You know the team they played in North Dakota State? They play Super North Dakota State from Manhattan, Kansas in a couple of months. Everything that that team does, K-State does 15 times better than they are. If you couldn't stop that team from running the football, if you couldn't protect your quarterback against them, I don't know how you plan on stopping Avery Johnson from running the ball. I don't know how you plan on stopping Giddens and Dylan Edwards from running the football because they are coming to run the ball. North Dakota State yesterday ran it for 190 yards. Colorado ran it yesterday for 39 yards. Their running backs yesterday had 14 carries for 31 yards. That ain't good enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you ain't been paying attention to college football yet, I get it. I am here to tell you that the last time you watched Colorado, nothing has changed since the last time you've seen them. They're the exact same team, the exact same program. Their strengths are still their strengths from last season, and they're very open and glaring weaknesses are still weaknesses. Football is simple. It's very simple. Can you run the football? Can you control the line of scrimmage? Can you protect your quarterback? Can you get to the other team's quarterback? Colorado is still no better at doing any of those things. They cannot run the football. They can't protect their own quarterback. They can't stop you from running the football. They don't get after the quarterback. That's not a good football team then. You're not a team that can make a bowl game, not in how tough I think the Big 12 is going to be. You're not beating Utah if you can't do those things. You're not beating K-State if you can't do those things. You're not beating KU if you can't do those things. You think you can beat KU if you can't stop the run? You have no chance. So we'll see. It's just one game. You don't want to overreact to anything positively or negatively. But I watched a lot of Colorado last year. I watched a lot of this game yesterday. And I am here telling you right now, I've seen that Colorado team before. They might have new pieces, new parts. Under the hood, they are the exact same team that they were last year. Shadur is going to put up numbers. Travis is going to put up numbers. And that is a team that is just stuck in neutral. They're not going anywhere.
So here's the thing about Colorado. And full disclosure, I don't think the Deion thing is going to work. But I think what you're saying is spot on. And I think what's frustrating for me is that because of the hype and all the things around Deion, and I believe at one point last night, even on the broadcast, they had a graphic talking about the off-the-field impact that Deion has had. You've seen enrollment go up at Colorado. You've seen a spike in their social media followers. You've seen a spike in their, you know, the money they have. They were a team that the Big 12 really wanted. Like, let's be honest, 3 years ago, I don't think Colorado was a program, football or basketball, that power conferences were jonesing to get. The Deion impact off the field is absolutely significant. But what's frustrating about Colorado is they are a team that reeks of 4-8, 5-7, and if everything goes right and they get a few games to go their way or they catch someone on the right day, they're maybe 6-6 in a bowl team. But the national perspective around Colorado is not that. the talking head types, the Skip Baylesses, I know he's retired, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Shannon Sharps of the world, that ilk, that group, do not talk about Colorado the way that Colorado needs to be talked about. They're a superstar-heavy team that's going to be great in the Gasparilla Bowl. They talk about them like, oh, did you see them beat a good football team last night? This is the kind of game that tests your fortitude, and maybe that leads them to a, you know, a couple close wins they've learned, and maybe they are just on the outside of the playoffs. Deion talks about in his press conferences about how the time is now to win. There's a 12-team playoff. Why not us? Well, I'll tell you why not you, Deion. I saw the game last night. You struggled with an FCS opponent, and I know it's the best of the best in the FCS. And I know the gap between FCS and FBS is lower than ever now with the portal. A kid whose guy 73 on the roster ain't sticking around at Miami of Ohio anymore. He's going to go start at North Dakota State.
I'm also guessing now at this point, there's a little bit of NIL money at schools too. Those schools are not resources poor way that we probably think that they
are. All those things exist. I understand them, but you're telling me you won by five at home over an FCS program and people are celebrating like they accomplished something. If Missouri beat Murray State last night by five, you know what this show would be talking about? Calamity. It'd be a problem. KU struggled out of the gate last night, and we'll talk about both those schools later, but it looked like calamity on social media. How can you only be up by seven on an FCS opponent? I feel like the national talking heads and the buzz around Deion has never equaled the output on the field, and I think it makes people run to their corners with Deion. And we need to just be honest. Colorado is a fringe bowl team this year, and they're getting pub like they're some sort of Georgia-type ball club.
Yeah, I think you're being a little bit unfair towards Colorado, where we have not seen a 4-8 team like them that is just interesting. They're interesting in a lot of ways. They have a top 10 pick at quarterback. They have one of the most unique college football players that we have ever seen. They have one of the most famous football players ever who is their head coach. So I certainly understand why they are talked about the way that they are talked about. I just think, I guess maybe to your main point is, we just have to be honest about what Colorado is and who they are. They are a really good fantasy football team that, to me, doesn't equal what you need to be a successful football team. It is super flashy. What's that saying? All hat, no cattle? There's a lot of hat with Colorado. You don't have the offensive line and defensive line and the foundation that you need to win consistently at a high level. You are not competing in the Big 12 if you can't run the football and get after the other team's quarterback. That I understand on a national TV talk show, that's not one of the great things to talk about. I don't care what the it thing is in football. I don't care if it's a triple option, the wing T, or the spread. If you can't protect your quarterback and get after the other team's quarterback, you just don't have a chance to win at the level that I think people think Colorado should be winning at. I think they get the brakes beat off them next week by Nebraska. Now, I'm excited to see what Nebraska looks like. Nebraska looks and feels improved. Nebraska should be better coached than Colorado. You got a guy who has already built a program somewhere, and a guy who has some NFL experience. You have a future pro at quarterback, albeit a true freshman, but you would expect that Rayola is going to eventually play in the National Football League. This is not the same Nebraska team that I think Colorado played last year. This is the same Colorado team that Nebraska played last year, and I think that's going to be a big determining factor on who wins that game next week. We got to get through week one, and there's certainly a lot of great games this weekend, but just looking ahead after watching Colorado, I got a lot of my questions answered. I just didn't like the answers that I saw. That is just an average college football team that's going to put up a lot of points that you're going to bet a parlay with for any time touchdown, and it's probably going to hit. But in terms of just that foundation that you need to build a successful program, I just don't see it yet in Colorado.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.